SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. For the Republicans, it's the Triple Crown. Voters have not only chosen a GOP president and a Republican-led Senate, now there's this.
Republicans have won enough seats to control the U.S. House. A House Republican victory in Arizona, alongside a win in California, gave the GOP the 218 House victories that make up the majority.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer, President-elect Trump wants Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz for Attorney General, setting the stage for what could be a highly contentious confirmation fight.
Mr. Trump said in a statement on Truth Social, quote, Matt is a deeply gifted and tenacious attorney who has distinguished himself in Congress through his focus on achieving desperately needed reform at the Department of Justice. Trump said that Gaetz would, quote, end weaponized government, protect our borders, dismantle criminal organizations, and restore America's badly shattered faith and confidence in the Justice Department. Mr. Trump also nominated former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard to head the intelligence community. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, it was cordial, it was respectful. President-elect Trump's visit to the White House the other day.
The scene here was far different than the one in 2020 when then-President Trump did not invite then-President-elect Biden to the Oval Office for a courtesy visit after the election. This time around, despite a campaign that featured harsh words between the two men, they sat next to each other and exchanged pleasantries. The president promised to ensure an orderly transition, and the president-elect expressed his thanks for the welcome.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Republicans have elected South Dakota Senator John Thune as the next Senate Majority Leader, and Senator Marco Rubio, Mr. Trump's pick for Attorney General. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 37 points, NASDAQ futures 5 points higher. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Spain.
The giant Christian relief agency headed by Franklin Graham operates outside the U.S. too. Right now it is responding to unprecedented flooding in Spain that has killed hundreds and sparked civil unrest. A statement from Samaritan's Purse says, quote, we are supplying generators, trash pumps, pressure washers, shovels, boots, gloves, masks, and Bibles. We're also providing machinery to skilled tradesmen to help the communities rebuild. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Church of England must find a new leader now that Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby has resigned. The process begins with the Crown Nominations Commission, which will send the name of a preferred candidate and an alternate to Prime Minister Starmer, who will then advise King Charles III on his selection. The commission has 16 members, including the Archbishop of York, representatives of the clergy and lay people, a representative of the Anglican Communion, and a chair appointed by the Prime Minister. This is SRN News. Federal prosecutors say a young man has pleaded guilty in a case involving the so-called swatting of a Florida mosque.
Swatting is the practice of making a prank call to, say, 911 in an attempt to bring about the dispatch of a large number of armed police officers to a particular address. U.S. Attorney's Office in the Middle District of Florida says 18-year-old Alan Filion of Lancaster, California, entered the plea to 4 counts of making interstate threats. He faces up to 5 years in prison on each count. A sentencing date has not yet been set. Jason Walker reporting.
Gun rights groups have gone to court to challenge Maine's 72-hour waiting period for firearms purchases, arguing that it's unconstitutional and, quote, flatly inconsistent with the Second Amendment's original meaning. The state attorney general in Maine calls it a reasonable, limited regulation. More details, SRNnews.com.